Every year, 3,000 Americans die while waiting for a kidney transplant. Right now, 53,000 people across the country are waiting. In this week's New England Journal of Medicine, researchers offer these patients hope, a new source of organs. NPR's Patricia Nament reports.
Most kidneys used for transplants come from patients who are classified as brain dead. Their hearts are beating, but their brains no longer function. In this new study from Switzerland, researchers compared 122 patients who received kidneys from brain dead donors to the same number of patients who received kidneys from people whose hearts had stopped. Dr. Pierre Clavien directs transplant surgery at the University of Zurich and headed this study.
What we find is that the result, the long-term result, and here we speak 10 and 15 years, the result were exactly the same whether we use a non-heart-beating donor or whether we used an organ from a brain-dead donor.
The idea of using kidneys from donors whose hearts have stopped isn't new. When doctors first began doing transplants in the early 60s, that was standard procedure. But over the years, doctors turned to patients who were considered brain-dead. Clavien says that's because they worried kidneys might not stay healthy and usable after the patient's heart stopped beating.
It takes time before the heart stops, sometimes an hour, sometimes 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, and the blood pressure go low and low and low, and then it stops, and it counts only when it stops. So there is, of course, the idea there is damage to the kidneys or to all the other organs. And after that, you wait another 10 minutes, and only after that you can go and take the organ. So, of course, there was major concerns that we could not use this organ.
Michael Cheka directs clinical research at UCLA's Immunogenetics Center, which tracks organ transplantation across the country. Cheka says this new source of donors could provide up to 4,000 new kidneys each year. But in order for that to happen, he says, a number of ethical issues need to be worked out. For example, there needs to be a clear understanding of when a patient is truly dead.
I think the problem is one of perception, and that is if we watch the medical shows on television, for example, you see people are resuscitated after their hearts have stopped beating, and it seems to be almost a routine medical practice. And so what I think is not clearly perceived by the public is when this is no longer appropriate to resuscitate people, when it's over.
In fact, doctors do know when patients can no longer be resuscitated, but they have to communicate that clearly to the public, says Cheka. And in addition, people need to be confident that hospitals do not see severely ill patients simply as potential organ donors.
There has to be a clear establishment in the public mind that's not the case, that the people who take care of the patients are completely independent of the people who perform transplants in those hospitals, and the people who declare deaths for people who become organ donors are completely independent of the people who use those organs later for transplantation.
This separation between caring for patients, declaring death, and determining when organs are ready for transplant is policy in all U.S. hospitals. But at the same time, Cheka says the public needs to be better educated about the need for organ donation and about the importance of deciding to be an organ donor in advance. Patricia Nament, NPR News, Los Angeles.